Hey, friends, my name is Becky Kopitsky, and this is the Inspired Business Podcast, where we talk all about how to earn a God-honoring income from your creative work so that you can serve more people in less time and sustain your message financially. In this show, you'll discover smart and biblically sound strategies for growing your reach, promoting your content, honing your craft, and building a business that's based on your top priorities of family and faith. Together, we're going to boost your influence and your income so you can keep changing the world one conversation at a time. I am so glad you're here. Hi, everyone. So a few days ago, I got an email in my inbox from a subscriber asking if she could receive fewer emails from me. And this isn't common, by the way. Most people will either just unsubscribe if they don't want to hear from me, and that's okay. That's good. We're going to talk about that in a minute, actually. Or more typically, if I get a reply to one of my emails, it's usually positive feedback. So I get those replies on a regular basis, and I'm always blessed by them. I'll bet you are too, right? When subscribers send you a positive response to something that you sent them, I'll often get a quick note from my subscribers just to let me know that some email I sent them was really encouraging, or it gave them some insight that they appreciated. So for a lot of us, those positive replies are like nudges from God, right? Affirmations that we're on the right track. So just keep going. So in general, I'm pretty confident that my email marketing is hitting the mark. My stats are strong. I get a lot of positive qualitative feedback from my subscribers. And I know the foundation of my email marketing strategy is to provide value-added content. That's the basis of why I do what I do. And I'm not just trying to sell stuff in my emails. Those emails are packed with free education, insight, and coaching advice. But still, my emails aren't for everybody. Your emails aren't for everybody. And here's the thing. They aren't supposed to be. So today, I want to encourage you to start looking at your email list differently. Your email list is not a free-for-all. It's an exclusive party. It's a party that's hosted by you in your house, and you get to decide who attends. It is a privilege to be on your email list. You are not desperate for email subscribers. Can we repeat that again? You are not desperate for email subscribers. You are inviting subscribers to participate in your party. And only well-behaved guests are allowed. So many creators look at their email list like it's this thing that they must grow at all costs, because we know email marketing is a core strategy in online business. If you've been listening to me for any length of time, then you know that I tell all my clients to focus on building their email list above all else, above all other forms of marketing, above social media, SEO, partner marketing, ads. All of these should be designed to add subscribers to your email list. Because email is the one asset that you own and can control. It's not controlling you with an algorithm or keywords. When people invite you into their inbox, they are giving you direct access to their inner spaces, their knowledge tank, and their buying decisions. But this is not a one-way relationship. It's reciprocal. Because while they invite you into their inbox, you first have invited them into your email list, your exclusive party. You need to serve each other, you and your subscriber. You need to serve each other well in order for this relationship to be worthwhile. Because while it costs the subscriber nothing to receive your emails, it does cost you something. You are paying for every subscriber who's on your email list. Once you've passed the threshold of a certain number of subscribers, which is typically 1,000 subscribers, you will no longer qualify for your email platform's free plan, and you need to start paying for those subscribers. Do not pay for mean people, snarky people, ungrateful people, or trolls. Kick them out of your party. They are not your ideal client. And not only that, they're just going to discourage you from the work God has called you to do. So why would you invite them to hang out in your office with you, speaking into your work with negative feedback? So here are a few boundaries that I put in place for my own email list, and I encourage you to do the same. Okay, first of all, if a subscriber sends me an email that insults my work or my integrity, if it's just a mean-spirited message, I immediately unsubscribe them. I don't engage in the conversation. It's just not worth my time, right? So you and I can be the bigger person. In some cases, I might reply with a sentence or two and tell them that I'm removing them, but I won't go blow for blow, and I'm not going to respond to their mean comments because they're just not worth my time or energy. And they've already formed their opinions about me, let's be honest. So just based on the content of that email, they've already formed their opinions and I'm not going to change their views. So here's an example. Someone purchased my Inspire Summit premium ticket last fall and then emailed me immediately to say that he wanted his money back. We had a very clear no refund policy on that ticket. So I simply responded to say, you know, I'm so sorry, we don't offer refunds on this product as was stated on the sales page and in the checkout, but I do believe you're going to find a lot of value in the summit material. Okay, this was simply a case of upholding my business policy and I did it kindly. So this person sent back a scathing email calling my summit a get-rich-quick scheme, which is just hilarious because if you've ever hosted a summit or if you've listened to my podcast episode on the pros and cons of hosting a summit, then you know there is nothing get rich nor quick about a summit. So clearly this guy was just not my person, right? He didn't even want to presume that I was an honest business owner and he didn't have a clue what online business was actually about. So he was clearly not my ideal customer, but he was also just a troll. So I replied briefly, not to defend myself, but simply to say that if those were his opinions, then we're clearly not the right fit. And I would rather refund his money than engage in a conversation of this type. So I gladly refunded his ticket, even though it was not my policy. And I wiped him from my email list because I don't need that kind of junk. Okay. And neither do you. Now, another boundary that I put in place is to limit my responses when people email asking for free advice. My email list is a place where I provide tons of free content. Now, depending on how a subscriber entered my funnel, I'm going to share anywhere between 1 to 3 weekly emails that contain basically blog-like content. These are free articles that are designed to teach and inspire and encourage. And then they're also going to point back to some sort of call to action. Maybe that's to view a sales page or to watch a free masterclass, typically. But my point is, this content is free. So when you're on my email list, you'll get all the benefits of joining the party. I've got snacks and beverages and party favors, so to speak. And they're all delivered in the form of value-added content straight to your inbox. Yet, because I am a business, I also have paid content options. I've got courses, I've got coaching calls, I've got a membership. So if subscribers want to go deeper than the free content that I provide in my emails or on this podcast, they are welcome to sign up for my paid offers. Some people, however, expect that because I'm offering free content via email or through this podcast, that I will continue to provide free coaching via email. So they'll respond to my emails with a ton of questions that's specific to their business. And first of all, I do want to say that's okay. I love interacting with subscribers. I love hearing from my podcast listeners and just generally engaging with my audience, you know, whether or not they're paying for one of my programs. And I will respond. If you email me, I will reply. I'll respond with some general advice or encouragement or direction. I am happy to do that. It's part of the joy of running this business. It's to engage with other content creators. But if it makes sense, when I'm replying to their emails and questions, I will point them to one of my paid programs because that's where I'm going to be able to serve them best. And it's the appropriate place to go deeper because I am a business owner and the Inspired Business is my job and not my hobby. I sell things and I don't apologize for that. It's how I'm able to fund my email list and my podcast so that I can keep sending the free content, okay? I don't want you to apologize for selling things either. And that means when a subscriber sends you recurring emails expecting free advice that others are paying for, it is wise to redirect them to your paid offers. It's fair to you, to your existing clients, and to the subscriber, because that's how you're going to be able to serve them best is through one of your paid programs. So please do not allow your email list to become a place where you offer unlimited free teaching to anyone who reaches out. Okay, we've got to put some boundaries there. And then finally, speaking of boundaries, I do put some parameters around whether or not I want to keep an email subscriber based on their activity, even when they're not mean about it. Okay, so this is going to bring me back to my initial story of this subscriber who asked if she could receive fewer emails from me. Okay. Obviously, she could have just unsubscribed and not said a word, but for whatever reason, she felt like she needed to tell me that I was sending too many emails. Okay. And there are two ways that I could have looked at that message. First, I could have started questioning my marketing strategy. Am I sending too many emails? Am I annoying people? But I know that all I have to do is look at my stats and my conversion rates to remember that my email marketing strategy is working. It's effective and it's built on value-added emails, not sales pitches. So quantitatively and qualitatively, when I allow the data to inform my decisions and when I recognize how many more positive replies I get to my email marketing than negative replies, I can be confident that my email marketing strategy is not the problem. In which case, I have to conclude that the subscriber is the problem. So rather than thinking I need to make a change to my entire system based on one outlier's response, instead, I need to assess whether or not this subscriber is the right fit for my party. Again, I'm not saying that she was mean or snarky. That doesn't need to be a subscriber's intent in order for you and me to evaluate whether or not they're the right fit for our email list. Because remember what the core purpose of your email list is. It is to serve people, but it's also to earn sales. If you are running a business and not a hobby, and especially if your email list is costing you money to maintain, then you have to view your email list as a means toward gaining sales. Yes, like I said, it's also a place to build relationships and to serve people with free value-added content. But ultimately, your list must convert at a rate that's high enough to sustain your business. If a subscriber is not interested in receiving the emails that lead to building a trusting relationship and then ultimately lead to sales, then you get to decide if you want them to stay at your party. The subscriber who wanted fewer emails from me, she might have been saying she wanted to stay in the loop, but just not as frequently. And you know, that's fine. But I looked into her account and I saw that she hadn't opened an email from me in months. That is no longer a qualified lead. So I sent her a reply and told her I'd be happy to remove her from my list. And I did. My job is not to make every subscriber happy. Your job is not to make every subscriber happy. It's to serve people who find value in what you offer. And not every subscriber will be those kinds of people. So here is a main point that I want to drive home for us today, okay? Do not fret over unsubscribes. When people unsubscribe, they're simply telling you that they're not your ideal customer, and they are actually doing you a favor by removing themselves from your party. The more your list is filled with people who are interested in receiving what you have to say and in buying what you have to offer, the more successful your business will be, and the better you're going to be able to serve people through your email list. So, let's wrap up. What did we learn today? Okay. First of all, it is a privilege to be on your email list. You are not desperate for subscribers. You're inviting the right people into your party, and you get to decide who stays and who goes. Number two, you can and you should put boundaries around how you interact with your subscribers, including how you allow them to speak to you. Any mean or insulting information sent from a subscriber, that should be an automatic out. Okay. And finally, don't look at unsubscribes as a bad thing. These people are doing you a favor. Focus on serving the people who want to be served, and you'll be fulfilling the call that God has placed on your business. Thank you for listening, everybody. I hope that this episode has been helpful to you. I hope that it encouraged you to take control of your email list. Remember, you are the host of the party, so make it be what you want it to be. God bless. Hey friends, thanks so much for listening to the Inspired Business Podcast. If this episode inspired you or helped you in some way, would you consider sharing it with a friend? If you know somebody who could use a little boost in their own business, whether it's an online colleague or an in real life friend, I'd be honored if you pass along this podcast to bless them. It's like I've always taught my kiddos, sharing is caring, and it helps me encourage more people, which is a pursuit God has laid on my heart. So thank you. Together, we can help more Christian voices speak up, serve people, earn an honest income, and change the world. Until next time, bye-bye.